D'mai Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Okay, we saw before that you can't tie things on Shabbos, right? Because that's considered Mesukah and like fixing things, which is like a rabbinically, they don't want people to do that. And we saw that the only time you can eat on Shabbos with your Amma Arts is if, remember that one case that he was made a neder. If you don't eat by me, then you'll never have benefit from me again. And then it happened to be, it kept on saying on Shabbos. The reason on Shabbos is because on Shabbos you can't take a fresh, so you're stuck. Our case here is you're going to an Amma Arts who didn't make any nedarim against you on Shabbos. So now you can't take a fresh on Shabbos, but you've been invited and you don't want to eat tevel. Now you remember, presumably this guy is not a Neman because he's eating by an Amma Arts. But so what? He's a kosher Jew who just doesn't want to eat tevel. So he wants to now get around the problems of not having his friend being an Amma Arts and not trusting his tithing. So how's he going to do it? Pretty straightforward. So inside now. Mishnah Aleph. Ha'mazmin es chavero sheyoichel etzlo. If a person invites his friend to eat by him, v'hu, the guest, enu ma'mino ala masras. The one who's invited doesn't trust the one who sent the invitation on his hafrashas, on his maestras. So omer me'erev Shabbos. The person, the guest, can say on Erev Shabbos, get this, talk about Brera here, watch this. Masha ani asid lahafrish machar. The piece I'm going to take tomorrow on my plate. Hare hu maser. Let's remember this. That first 1% of it, that will be maser. Ushar maser samachlo. Right, another 9% next to it, right, will also be maser with it. Vezesh asisi maser. That 1% I set aside first, right. Asli trumas maser. That will be trumas maser. A love. So that 1% will be trumas maser. He won't be able to eat it. He'll have to leave it on the side of his plate. Yeah. So he's saying now, tomorrow, I'm going to take of my 100 peas on my plate. I'm going to, right now, 10 of those peas, wherever the heck they are. So one of them right now is Meiser, and 9 more next to it. And of those 10, one of them is Trumas Meiser, and tomorrow I'll deal with it over there.
Is this assuming that the kosher Jew knows for a fact that all of the produce comes from the Amarats as opposed to multiple sources?
I don't think you have to assume that the peas on the plate are from two different sellers. Yeah, we saw, if you're bilkeach from a balabais, you can always assume it's one source. And that's very reasonable, I think, right? It's not a problem if the carrots came from farmer A and the peas from farmer B, because you have to make a separate 1% from the peas and a separate 1% from the carrots, right? But not separating peas from the carrots on Shabbos, that'd be boring. Okay, so, but that's all you have to do. And similarly, then of course you'll say, "Maaser sheni b'tzfono b'dromo m'chul alamos," and the other 10% that's maaser sheni, wherever it's going to be on my plate, I'm being told to the kedusha onto my coin now. Okay, that's it. So you do it all ahead of time. Okay, fine.
But he better not eat it all up.
Yeah, and tomorrow he'll do it. He'll leave it tomorrow. In fact, it's brought down in the next mission. Brought down that actually when he does it on the day, he'll have to say that again. He'll have to do it again. He'll have to say the words again and actually take the peas, this particular pea. We are going to stop here.